Hey guys, welcome back to the Angler News South African Fishing Report. This is your KZN report for the 9th of September 2022, and the fishing still goes on. Gosh, it is a great time to be in KZN. However, if you are in Durban, well, you know, we're going to have to travel a bit further out to get that bite. But those bites are certainly there, not just on our saltwater coastline. This includes the freshwater side as well. If you're into your offshore fishing, well, that has not changed at all since last week. The bite continues with some good catches of game fish being landed, as well as a great haul of bottom fish. Rock and surf is starting to pick up with more of the summer species. This seems to be the reports coming through. As for the freshwater, well, the trout has slowed down somewhat, but the bass is certainly on the bite with some huge monsters coming out, including a 5.7 kilo of midma over the last few days. So guys, before we get into this week's fishing report, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
That's right, KZN, with the imminent arrival of our summer species, Triplefish Rhino Braid is certainly something you're going to want to have on your reels. Now let's get into this week's fishing report, starting off down the south coast as always. And that is your area, starting off from Port Edward, moving on to Ramsgate, into Margate, Yashelli Beach, Yuvongo, and Port Shepstone. Well, guys, we have received a report from our new correspondent, Adam. And guys, I got to say, this is arguably one of the best reports I've got down the south coast. With such great detail and coverage, we are certainly going to know which holes to find that fish in. Here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. Hope everyone's doing well this week and everything's been good. It does seem that the load shedding is back on the cards, so I do think that all those fellow anglers that missed the gap to clean up their reels and rods and service their reels and tie some new traces, definitely on the lower coast, missed out, as there has been some really good to almost fantastic catches coming out down this side. Weather-wise, tomorrow definitely looks to be the pick of the day in terms of wind-wise. We've still, however, got a 2 meter and dropping swell with a 9 second gap, which isn't too bad. I suppose you could still put a line out there. Moving over to the weekend, Friday, it's going to be hovering around a 1.9, 1.7 meter swell, which is still fairly big. Obviously, you're going to get those rogue waves coming through, so just keep an eye on that and just make sure your tackle and yourself are safe. Again, going back to the weather, 13 second swells building up to an 18 second swell Saturday afternoon, which obviously means that we're going to be getting a lot of groundswell down on the lower south coast. So that means all your gullies and channels will more than likely be potentially choked up with a bit of sand. However, going to look for that open hole or that clean gully will probably be rewarded with a decent fish. We're still getting good reports of bronze bream being caught down here. A couple of nice big stone bream on the bite as well. They always put up a good showing for themselves on light tackle. But again, with that big swell, light tackle might not be the greatest idea. But moving on, Splash Rock seems to be the point down on the coast that's definitely producing some good fish. A local angler that stays down there, a young chap by the name of Quinton, catching a nice cob or salmon of a 30 plus kilo range, which is definitely good to see those oaks still around. We've got some big pinkies in the water, which is not strange to see, but just good to see, considering that we haven't had some nice decent pinkies or any sort of decent live baits around. The quarantine haven't really been showing themselves, so any of the guys looking for a live bait, you know, even trying to get that small little share to slide out, it's been a bit on the tough side, but good to see the big pinkies around. Also back at Splash Rock again, we had that beautiful yellow belly rockod that came out, and I've seen myself one or two catfish around. We are also moving into that period of flatfish. I did see a local chap down at Splash also again being the place of interest lose a diamond, which means that they are slowly going to be start showing themselves. We should start moving into the small hammers. also coming up down the side, which is good for the guys that fish for non-edibles. Maybe try Stabel in Mzumbi. That might be a place to go and put out a nice big bloody bait for something that has a bit more sharper teeth than a bronze bream, if that's what you want to aim for. And then going down to Port St. John's, it's still, again, the place that everybody wants to be. It's like the hotspot at the moment. Had some local friends of mine by the name of Hugo go down there now recently with another mate, Scott, and they landed a monster-sized garrick down there of 20 kilos or more, actually, which, again, is good to see those big gentlemen of the sea around. Nice to see them landed. There's a few shoaly cobs that's been caught that side as well, so... Again, if you don't want to travel too far to Port St. John's, you could always try our local areas down here, particularly down south. You could maybe go through to Caribbean Estates there and go and try and fish for a small salmon. Or if you could, maybe go through to Sandspit. I see there was a video posted recently of the mouth closing up, which means obviously those cob are going to be hanging around pretty soon. We'll give it one or two more days when that mouth closes up. Those salmon should come and park off there. So I do expect a couple of guys to go and hang around there and try for those big salmon. So yeah, it's definitely not been fireworks as it was 2 weeks ago, but this week has been productive for the guys that have braved the weather and the waves. So going back to the load shedding again, if those gentlemen that didn't sort their traces out last week, now would be the time to do it. Light up a candle and definitely sort out your tackle, because the fish should start coming soon. It's still one of those periods, you know, being the September month, where we are still experiencing a few big swells and a couple of breezy evenings. But that being said, we've got Cobtober coming up. So I would definitely start preparing, particularly down on the south coast, if I was a local angler or a guy coming down for the weekend. Maybe just try a bit of scratching. Try for that bronze bream. Always good on a fire. Or if you want to try for those non-eds or those toothy creatures, definitely maybe head down to Splash Rock, to your deeper points. Orange Rocks being another favorite spot. Or again, going up to Stabel and try for a non-ed. So that's just my opinion and the reports that we're getting down on the lower south coast. Otherwise, I definitely hope this will be a good period for local and anglers coming from Durban or maybe even up country. So let's see how the week progresses, Vinesh. But tight lines to one and all, and let's hope we all bag that PB.
Thank you so much for that, Adam. We are really privileged to have you on the show, and thank you for such great detail on that. Guys, I gotta say, Adam also keeps me in the loop with what's been going on throughout the week. And yes, there is some monster cob down in his area, as well as some proper sized garrick. Port St. John seems to be a highlight for them. However, I hope you paid attention to Jesse's report last week with what has been going on over there and not supporting the guys that are selling the fish. But we've already spoken about that, and we're not going to go into past news because this is a fishing report and you want to know what's going on this weekend. So we're going to move further down the coastline to Manzantoti and Warner Beach, where we've got Gary from the Kingfisher, who's going to be telling us all about it.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here at Warner Beach, Kingfisher. Yeah, the seas hasn't been kind to us lately. Not much is happening, although there are brushes coming out here and there along the stretch. You know, if you can find a bit of a rock and put a bait there, you normally catch them quick if they're there. State of the tide, really, what I've found, especially the turning of the tide. Yeah, otherwise just a couple of shad, if you're lucky. A couple of garrick did come out. Actually, not even a couple, one along the flats on a mullet. The mullet seems to have worked fairly well this year. When I say well, it's all relative, of course. And normally I've caught more long here on dead baits than guys with mullet at times, year after year. But, yeah, let's see, chaps. We're all sitting tight along the stretch. I heard there were some shad at them to Lumi, but you know, if you get the water's so shallow along here, it's actually unreal when you stand, even with a small surf, you know, it's breaking all over the place. It's actually quite incredible how it's changed over the last couple of years on this on the Kingsborough stretch. Yeah, so let's just sit tight and see. There were lots of pockets of bait this morning, but all sort of other side the shark nets. I never really saw anything closer, but right from Winkle right through to Carradine, Small pockets, I think that small pockets are swords, actually. Just the smallness of them, and there's so many, you know. But, yeah, that's all I've got to say, really. Not very much. But we live in hope as anglers at the best of times. Until next week, then, go well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Well, yeah, as Gary said, live in hope, I guess, at this time of the year with these windy conditions and rough seas. That's certainly all we can really do. But at least there has been some garrick on the bites and the odd shad. So I guess if we put in the time, we are going to get the fish. Now, moving on to Durban, where the beaches are still closed. We are still awaiting for the results of the E. coli levels. However, there has been some fish. Whether we are allowed to get them or not, let's see what Mike V from the Kingfisher Durban branch had to say about that.
How's my bad? Yeah, still a lot of edibles being caught in our beaches. And the beaches, depending who speaks to, some guys say they're open, some guys say they're closed. A lot of guys are still just fishing. They've told me when people tell them, then they will remove themselves from the beach, but they are carrying on. There's been a lot of edibles, stumpies, grunters, shad, bronze bream, stone bream, all those sort of things have been quite prolific. I think that big sea opened up a lot of buried reef in that, so the edibles have come back in. Not a lot of grey sharks, not a lot of blue rays. I have seen one or two pictures of some lovely diamonds, also caught in between. In the bay, there's been grunter fishing flatter. Everybody's catching grunter. From what I understand, they are quite prolific, so yeah, you shouldn't have a problem. Kingies and that gone quiet again, not so much offshore. Reef fishing has been happening. Tunny have been on the bite, pretty much about it. I did see a lovely video of a whale coming past North Pier on its way to South Pier. Apparently it did go past, and apparently there was one in the bay as well. I'm not sure what he's doing in the bay, but yeah, apparently the one did go down the channel into the harbour. Cool, my bro. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Guys, as we can see, Durban is still producing fish. Whether we're allowed to go fishing, well, we cannot comment, unfortunately. However, according to the law, it is still closed. Now, to reiterate what Mike has said with regards to the fishing in Durban, here is our offshore report from our weekly correspondent, Brad.
Well, good morning, all. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the weather over the last week has not really been playing the game with some terrible southwesters and southeasters blowing. We did manage to get out a couple of times in between them. Fishing not really that great. We did manage to get some yellowtail and a couple of heelback, and we are other bottom fish in between. But as I say, guys, nothing much to report on. So guys, yeah, keep it tidy, keep the lines tight, and good luck.
Thanks for that, Brad. Another good, honest report as always. So guys, Durban fishing, it looks like there's a lot of grunter in the harbour. So if you are targeting the grunter, that's certainly the place to be. Now moving on to our next area, Lower North Coast, and that is our areas of Ballito and Salt Rock. And we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher. This is his report for this past week.
Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right. Enjoying the slightly better sea conditions that we had from last week. And I do believe the guys are having more luck than last week as well. We've had a couple of reports, especially considering that we haven't had a very good inedibles season so far. It's picked up significantly. We've had a lot of reports of grey sharks. There's been a lot of blues around. Up north, you know, like the Richards Bay area, the guys are still catching a lot of spinners and mulkies, which is, you know, that's kind of ongoing. But recently there's been a lot of reports saying the numbers have increased. There's just a lot more of them. So I think summer weather patterns are definitely, you know, starting to set in. And yeah, I was a little bit further up north. I don't normally venture up far, but I was fishing yesterday up in Ishawi, and it's interesting to see how the water conditions of even in the dams fluctuate so much. They vary so much from dam to dam. I was fishing at a local water in Durban, where the temperature was 15 to 16 degrees. And up in Eshawe, the water was up to 21 degrees in certain parts of the dam. So, I think that's why Richards Bay and those areas have what they do as far as shark fishing goes. The temperature is just hotter for longer. Water conditions are favorable up that side as well. And then not to mention the favorable currents up that side as well. I think that's from Richards Bay side of things, a lot of those fish around. And then I've heard of a couple of garrick from Richards Bay, Tugela area, on the days that it's been fishable up there, because I do believe it's been quite rough for the most part. And we haven't had many reports this week, to be honest, of, my area, which is basically the Belita area. It's been fairly quiet. I've just heard of stories from out of town, really. Apart from the odd bronze bream or two in Belita, there hasn't been a heck of a lot. And then the guys that have managed to get out on the boat, and the water's been, again, a little bit off colour, and it's been windy. The sea's been quite big, but there's been more fishable days in the last week than the previous week. So essentially, we are going to get more fish. And then I've seen quite a few snook come out. The guys have been a little bit quiet about it, though. And I don't really blame them, because a lot of the time what happens is the areas do get very, very crowded. So I think just get out there and fish for them. That's the best you can do without having any input on locations and where to go fishing. But I would probably suggest in floaty for snook, mainly because if you fail with the snook, it's going into summer in Mfloti. One of the nice things is there's a lot of tuna around at the river mouth as well. So you can go and kind of have a full day. You got the opportunity to catch three or four different species. You're not just targeting snook on the day. And if you're on a paddle ski and you haven't got the ability to start off on the back line and then head out to deeper water, or head out to the ships to fish for Dorado or whatever, Mfloti is a really nice option because of that river mouth system that they got going there. You got the nets there as well. It's just, within a kilometer or two of the launch, you can catch three or four different species in a day. And we are coming up to that time of the year. We saw a couple of months back how the snook were absolutely wild there. Then the tuna came wild there. And I think, in the next 2 months, we'll see when the snook and the tuna are there together, which is always an exciting time. They're generally not big tuna. They're all between 5 and 10 kilos. You get them on lure, you get them on knife bait, but the guys normally just pull lures at the river mouth there. So yeah, we got that to look forward to. And apart from that, guys, it's been very quiet. I haven't heard of a heck of a lot. If you are into bass fishing though, tonight is the, if I'm not mistaken, the full moon. And that normally signifies the start of the spawn. And we were supposed to have a spawn last month in most dams, and it was a little bit slow. Some dams turned on and the guys caught fish, but bass fishing from tonight is going to be absolutely chaos. All of our local dams on the Tull Dam should start firing. Albert Falls has already been quite good, although slightly slow for the average guys. It was quite good on the classic, the Albert Falls classic that they had. And then obviously your dams like Hurotro, Inanda, all of those dams will start to pick up a little bit now. Just remember, when the full moon sets like this and you have those fish moving through to the shallows, you do have to change your style instead of going deep. Like the guys have been in the previous couple of weeks looking for staging bass, you'll have to target them a lot shallower. Slow down your fishing because you want to keep your lure on the beds as long as possible. And again, guys, just look after those fish. They are they're all full of eggs. They're all spawning, and you want to just make sure you look after them, get them back to the water quickly, handle them with care. Don't hang them for ages taking photos, you know, just look after them. Other than that, guys, good luck for this week, and we'll catch up next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Well, I'm glad to hear that the weather is getting better, fishing is getting better. So yeah, suddenly something to look forward to. It definitely appears as though the south is still full with edibles, but the north is picking up with the not eds. But I guess, as Jesse mentioned, the highlight is certainly the bass fishing. Yeah, full moon, the spawn is on. From what we could see on our social media front, there has already been a few personal bests being broken. However, treat them with care. Now moving on to Richards Bay, Jesse mentioned the weather conditions and water conditions are very favorable. Let's see what Ali has to say about that.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well. Spring is here and anglers have been catching some decent sized fish in a harbor from the shore. Yesterday, an angler caught a 26 kg salmon and an 18 kg carrick from the site using live mullet early morning around 9. Most anglers went shallow and south with the winds because of the heavy winds, but managed to catch some salmon and stingers as well as some other bottom fish. You can also expect some wind because of the change in season, but it looks like the biggest salmon is around, with live baits always working out well. That's all for now. Thanks, Vinesh, Cyclones, and have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you so much for your report, Ali. I'm glad to hear about that big garrick and salmon. Wow, Richards Bay, guys, is certainly the place to be. It is hot enough up there, and so is the fishing. And I tell you, another area that is really fishing quite well, that is St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. I have chatted with our correspondent up there at about 4:30 this afternoon, and I've got the latest fishing reports, and that is on your rock and surf side. There is still shad on the bite, as well as the odd garrick and salmon, so certainly rods bending on your rock and surf side. As for the offshore end, guys, all I can say is, wow. The snook that I have been seeing coming out over this past week has been absolutely incredible. Thanks to our correspondent out there, I am linked to a few WhatsApp groups, and I've been in touch with what the catches has been coming in, and I've got to say, the excitement, the joy you can see on the anglers' faces. But I mean, these fish are massive. Absolutely great offshore fishing in St. Lucia right now. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. And now kicking off into the freshwater side, we are with Jan from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg. And he has got the freshest freshwater report.
Hi guys, Jan here from Kingfisher Maritzburg. There was a threat of a massive frontal system moving upcountry from the deep south. And while the Cape was batting down the hatches and experienced some more snow earlier this week, it seems that summer seems to be finally settling into KZN, with the northern high pressure system keeping the low at bay. The high pressure coming down from the north brings with it the tropical rains, and the forecast going forward for the week ahead shows some proper drippy stuff headed this way. But some more specifics on that just now. As I mentioned last week, the big news for the trout anglers is that the trout river season opened on the 1st of September. And as one does, yours truly was on the Bushman's River to make sure that I open my river count as early as possible. While many river anglers forego the ceremony of opening day, for me it is a rite that serves primarily to inspect the river condition after the dry winter period, and of course to throw a line, with just one fish required for me to declare the season officially open. And in the last 13 years that I've been fishing up there, I've only experienced a blank once. With the past wetter season, and even this winter, I was in even more hope that this was going to be a piece of cake, and was rather taken aback to see how low the river actually was when I arrived. But there must have been a push through from the last previous rains, as the river was crystal, with no signs of bottom detritus. And it was pretty chilly from the last snows at 8 degrees. I'm happy to report, however, that the fish were about, and I ended up with 15 or 16 fish to hand. All in all, on dry fly, only just one fly needed, with the smallest fish possibly around 6 inches, 15 centimeters or so, and the biggest between 10 to 11 inches, that is 25 to 28 centimeters. A great day out, and probably the best opening day fishing which I've had. With the river level as it is, a couple more inches of water won't go astray, and a couple of more degrees warmer will certainly have the fish feeding flat out. So guys, this is going to be the summer to get stuck into the trout rivers. With the opening of rivers, there have been fewer anglers out on the trout still waters. Returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club show that fish in the 30 to 40 centimeters, 12 to 16 inch bracket, with a few more in the 40 to 50 centimeter bracket, that is 16 to 20 inch bracket, with the largest fish coming in at 53 centimeters, that is 21 inches. Overall, murmurings from the anglers is that it's been a slow winter, with difficult fishing conditions and a somewhat more than a scattering of disappointment. In summary, I suspect that there was in fact too much water, that is, if we can say such a thing in South Africa, and the fish weren't quite where they usually are. So the NFFC returns for August reveal an average of 3 fish per day, which I think is pretty good considering that the club holds close to about 40 waters under its umbrella. The average time spent on the water per fishing day was 6.6 hours, which supports the theory that you have to have a line in the water at all times in order to catch a fish. Last weekend also saw the final event in the Joey's tournament trail season taking place in Albert Falls for the bass anglers. Fishing was reportedly difficult as the fish had just turned off for whatever reason, but I suspect that reason was the frontal system which came through on Saturday with howling winds, the beastly easterly as they say. There were some big bags though, the top one pulling the scale to 12.5 kilos and the biggest fish coming in at about 4.5 kilos. Official results for the Joey's tournament trail season have local anglers Mark Schmidt and Mark Todd, aka Mark Squared, from Rochester Tackle taking the win. Well done and congrats guys. The next step is the finals and super finals taking place at Woodstock and Spion Cup dams respectively in the following months of October and November. Word from the bass waters is that with the spawn coming on, some big fish are coming out. So please handle your fish with care, especially the big females. We reported previously, don't hold them by the mouth and hanging vertically down. Support their weight, get them into the boat quickly, get your hero shot and release them as quickly as possible. These fish hold the future of your fishing. Last weekend also saw the Natal Fly Fishers Club Scaly Clinic taking place on the Umkomas River at Inyala Pans. While I was unable to attend, to all reports and pictures, the event was highly successful. New skills were learnt and a good number of fish were caught as a result. This was the first in a series of clinics that are being held to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the NFFC, so be sure to keep an eye on the NFFC socials for the upcoming events. So guys, tight lines and screaming reels, and pop into the Kingfisher in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Wow, Jan, well done on that day's fishing. 16 fish on dry fly. You know what? You were saying you think that's the best day fishing? I would say that is the best day fishing. And yes, the Joey's tournament has come to an end. And although that was really tough fishing conditions, it has still produced some big bags and a fish of 4.5 kilos. I mean, a fish of that size on comp day, wow, bass fishing is certainly turned on. And as Jan said, it is spawn season, so, you know, game is on. Personal bests are going to be happening. Take his advice, take Jesse's advice, and treat these females with care. Well, guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. As we mentioned earlier, Durban beaches are still closed, so you may have to travel a bit further out to go and get those rods bending. But rods bending it shall be, because this weekend is another one shaping up to be really fantastic. And should you not be able to go and fish the salt water, fresh water is certainly calling, because that bass is on the bite. There is really no reason not to go out fishing this weekend. So that's a wrap for this week. I am your host, Vanessa Green, and it has been an absolute pleasure bringing you the latest fishing reports. I will be back next week with more updates of what has been going on. Until then, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.